This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Mountain Air is a small town in New Mexico, about an hour and a half southeast of Albuquerque. It's got one streetlight and one gas station. Pastor Daryl Roberts says he likes living out in the open where people look at things from a humble perspective and live a simpler, if usually less affluent, lifestyle. As part of our Voices Behind the Vote series, KUNM's Marisa DeMarco talked with Pastor Roberts about what matters to him as Election Day comes down the tracks.
We're in Mountain Air, New Mexico.
And have you always lived out here?
The last 24 years. I love it here. I love it here. It's a small community, which I like. Friendly people. You know everybody. They know everything about you. I mean, that could be good or bad, but that's just a part of a small community. I pastor a little church 25 miles south of town, a little country church out in the middle of nowhere.
So I see you've got your Barella for Senator button. You have a Wellborn for District Attorney sign here in the yard and a Trump Pence sign. Are those most of the races that you're thinking about this cycle?
They're the ones I'm most involved in. Trump and Pence, of course, I'm a strong supporter of them. Wellborn, I know him personally. And then Ted Barella is a very personal friend from many, many years, and I have the greatest respect for him.
I guess that's probably cool about living in a smaller community is sometimes you actually know the person who's running for office.
That's true. That helps you to make better informed decisions.
Sometimes people think a lot about presidential elections and maybe lose sight of the smaller local elections.
I think it's true and I think it's sad. I get involved in everything from school board to city commissioners to county commissioners because sometimes the smaller races are the ones that most affect us as individuals.
What have you thought about this campaign cycle in 2016 for president?
I think it's been a mess. I will admit to you that Trump was not my first choice. I was a strong supporter of Ted Cruz. I would probably consider myself a disgruntled Republican at this point, leaning toward independent. But that being said, I believe that Trump's platform best aligns with my personal beliefs, and especially my beliefs as a Christian and a minister.
There was a lot made of some comments that he made, I think, in 2005 about women. How did that affect you as a voter?
Well, I found the things that he said repulsive, but I cannot base my choices simply on some words that were said. I believe that people can change, and that's part of my business, you know, is helping people change their lives.
Do you always vote Republican, or sometimes do you consider candidates from other parties?
No, I have voted for many Democrats through the years. I have a split ticket. I try to look at the person and what they stand for, and sometimes those in my own party just don't line up with what I stand for. So,
are there a couple of issues that really sway your vote?
In this election for the president, one of the biggest is abortion, which, you know, as a Christian, I'm very strong, and I know that Hillary supports abortion and Trump does not. I am a very strong supporter of Israel, and I believe Trump is more aligned with the support of Israel than Hillary is. I am not a fan of Obamacare. I've seen many people that it has devastated. In the accounting business, my wife is a CPA, I work with her, and we have seen many that got in the healthcare system and ended up paying huge fines because it did not work out the way that they expect. So that's a big issue to me. My basis is from my Christian faith, and I know not everybody shares that faith, and so I respect their right to vote their conscience and from their viewpoint. I encourage everybody, please go vote.
Are you going to vote on Election Day?
Yes, I just kind of like doing that. It's kind of like a special day, and you get caught up in the excitement of it, and to me, it's more thrilling.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Daryl Roberts spoke with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco. Find KUNM's 2016 Voices Behind the Vote series and all of this year's election coverage online at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.